Proclamation number 5055 of 3rd of February, 1951. God's blessing rests on every vineyard work. I want to guide you, and you should only let yourselves be guided without resistance. I know the hearts of those who want to work for me, and am with them with my love and grace, assigning to each one the work he is able to do for me and my kingdom. You, therefore, who want to serve me, do not take a path of your own will, but my will guides you and you carry it out. And therefore you will also only ever act, guided by my will, as soon as you ask me for advice before every activity and request my blessing. Then you can want, think and act at your own discretion, and it will always correspond to my will because it is active in you. Your task is to inform your fellow human beings of the blessing of spiritual activity, to admonish them to tackle their own soul work and to draw their attention to the urgency of it because the end is near. Anyone who has penetrated spiritual truth himself should also impart it to his fellow human beings so that the life of the soul is promoted, because the body is transient but the soul is imperishable. Everything that is done to inform fellow human beings is blessed by me because it signifies help for the erring souls to emerge from the darkness of night into the light of day. Your work should always be to bring light into the spiritual darkness, and every activity in this sense corresponds to my will. I myself have kindled a light in many places. It constantly shines for you from above in the form of my word, which gives enlightenment to all who desire it. And this light shall be carried everywhere where darkness still exists. Thus I will also bless every activity which applies to the spreading of my word, which is offered to you from above as evidence of my greater than great love for you humans. The fact that I speak to you humans expresses the urgency of extraordinary help, and yet you humans must participate of your own free will if my help is also to become noticeable and bring salvation to the spiritually blind people. I need you, my servants, to be active as mediators, to receive my gifts from heaven and distribute them to your fellow human beings to whom I cannot speak myself because they are unable to hear my voice. You should offer the full cups of the water of life, which you are allowed to draw daily, to those who are thirsty so that they, too, will find refreshment on their journey through this earthly life. And you should also call to those to refresh themselves at the spring of life who want to hurry past it carelessly. You should point them to this spring, which is open for the salvation of people's souls, accessible to everyone and promising refreshment. For people will all need much strength and fortification in the coming time and will only be able to receive it where the flow of grace from heaven pours out, where I myself stand and call out to them, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you refreshment." I myself send you out as messengers of light to step into the path of those who become weary and weak on their long journey through the valley of the earth and are in urgent need of strengthening. You shall illuminate the path for them, and then they will also walk correctly. On the path which leads to me, from whom they can now constantly receive their soul's nourishment. You shall be active on behalf of your Lord to gather the weary and hungry of the street. You shall invite them to supper at my table. You shall bring the gospel to your fellow human beings in my name. You shall be restlessly active as my disciples of the last days to proclaim me myself to people so that I will not find any closed doors when I myself come to take abode with them. And therefore I bring you together so that you are active together in my name, and I myself will always be with you with my grace and my blessing and guide all your steps. and whatever you undertake in my name will be right and blessed by me. Amen.